Providence, this is Gadfly requesting permission for landing. I have Captain Vin Husher aboard.
It's First Lieutenant now,
Husher said, but the freighter captain had already taken his thumb away from the transponder. The man reddened at his mistake, but to correct it would prove even more embarrassing for everyone. Gadfly, this is Providence. You are cleared for landing on Flight Deck E. They watched as the supercarrier grew bigger on the view screen, even larger and more beat up than it looked in the news vids. Still, the sight made his skin tingle. No one could deny the ship's majesty or its quiet dignity, with massive primary flight decks spread out like wings. Or its menace. The Providence bristled with artillery. Command kept the old juggernaut out of sight as much as possible, but the public demanded to be kept updated on Captain Keyes's doings. Just knowing he was out there completing missions without reliance on dark tech made people feel safer. Having recovered somewhat from his cringeworthy flub, the freighter captain attempted to make amends.
It's been an honor having you aboard, First Lieutenant Husher.
Husher suppressed a bitter chuckle. The freighter captain had barely spoken during the journey into the Bastion sector, and only once since they'd entered the Larkspur system to tell his passenger they'd arrived. But silence was better than other types of treatment Husher's name had earned him in the past.
It's been a pleasure traveling aboard the Gadfly, he said.
I'm sorry you were commandeered for the purpose of transporting me. I hope the fleet's compensating you for your time.
They compensated me, the freighter captain said. Some.
Not nearly enough to make up for lost profits, I'm sure,
Husher thought to himself. Flight Deck E sat empty, and no one came out to direct their landing, apparently confident that it would be pretty hard to screw up. A strip of dim lights offered a half-hearted suggestion of where to touch down, and the freighter captain took it, executing a much gentler landing than Husher would have expected. By that time, Husher had already donned a pressurized suit and was waiting near the airlock, where he'd clipped himself to the bulkhead in case the freighter's landing had been closer to his expectations. The captain reappeared just as Husher finished entering the temporary security code he'd been given to open the airlock.
I wanted you to know, I was a boy when your father took the fight to the Ixa. He was my hero back then. I don't believe what they say about him. I don't think he was a traitor.
I do, Husher said, punching the button to open the airlock.
He stepped inside and turned to lock eyes with the captain as the bulkhead came back together. The hiss of departing atmosphere began. A row of inactive Condor fighters caught his eye as he walked through the void of Flight Deck E. The Ocarium nanites in his suit and his cells attracted the captured Majorana fermions in the deck, keeping him firmly anchored and simulating 1G. For a moment, he wondered whether floating away might not be a better fate than getting consigned to this ship. According to research he'd conducted aboard the Gadfly, only two of the Providence's 8 flight decks saw very much action.
I've been consigned to a museum, not a battleship, Husher thought.
He stepped out of the flight's airlock to find a woman, dressed in full fatigues, waiting for him on the other side. He chuckled.
Expecting a battle, Sergeant?
Actually, yes.
She was having trouble hiding her disdain for him, and her eyes narrowed as they lingered on his facial hair.
In the Bastion sector, there's always a battle on the horizon. You'll learn that soon enough. In the meantime, I'm here to take you to the captain.
Lead on, then, Sergeant Kane, he said, reading from her name tag.
For all the ship's size, the corridors that networked the Providence were incredibly cramped. Atmosphere was expensive, after all, mainly due to the cost of hauling it up from a livable planet's gravity well. Dark tech had enabled many things, but it hadn't been much of a boon to life support systems, so the parts of the ship where the crew lived and worked were kept as small as possible.
First Lieutenant Husher reporting for duty, he said
once he was inside the captain's office. The room was sparsely decorated, a photo here, a certificate there. Husher snapped off a salute.
At ease, and close the hatch.